This is the BBC Light Programme.
Away with dull care. Let the joy bells ring. Huzzah!
Dancing. Yes, Brian Ferry there with Kiss and Tell from the Bete Noire album. Good evening, everyone, or good day, or good afternoon, whatever time you happen to be doing this one. It's kind of mid-afternoon, I suppose, in Blighty, which is where I currently reside. There's sort of a theme to this one, and it's sort of started with just hearing that Brian Ferry song and the typewriter thing. I thought that'd be quite an interesting way of starting a show. So it just kind of developed from there in a kind of haphazard way, as it normally does. Partly assisted by the you know, God in the iPod, who came up with a couple of other media-related songs. There's the one that's playing a bit later on that came up in the same sort of stint of listening to music. So that kind of made me think, well, yeah, it'd be interesting to do something that's got a kind of theme. And to that end, it made it a bit easier to kind of spread it out. It was going to be originally just newspaper ones, as obviously that's a song that's kind of pertinent to the print media. But obviously, as you'll all be aware, there are other forms of media. And as the Scissor Sisters so wisely said on their hit of a few years back, you can't see tits on the radio. Scissor Sisters there, Tits on the Radio. I really like that one. And this one is one of the other ones that came up when I was saying that earlier in the preamble that I was listening to the iPod, and a few songs came up which were kind of related to the same theme, which planted the idea of this kind of thematic one here. And this is a guy, I've played one of his, I think one or two of his tracks before It's Mike Skinner, and it kind of follows on. I should have put it after the Brian Ferry one, really, because it carries on. It's kind of an update on that kiss and tell idea, but it's his kind of personal account, really, of having been involved with a sort of celebrity girlfriend, and it's quite fun, this one. So this is quite an apt one, really, with this theme we're having, pursuing of kind of songs that describe the way the mass media like kind of work. So this is Mike Skinner, The Streets, and the song's called When You Wasn't Famous. Apologies for the language in it, so cover your ears, children, if you don't want to hear naughty swearing words.
See, the thing that's got it all fucked up now is camera phones. How the hell am I supposed to be able to do a line in front of complete strangers when I know they've all got cameras?
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a miss foil. But when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't famous.
The celebrity pages in papers don't tell tales that are always to the line of the truth. It's to the line at which it's most likely you'll have the time or enough finance to sue. Which is why it's so frightening buying papers in the morning, fearing the next Mike Skinner scoop. Cause I used to believe what I read, so now I know that others will believe that it's true. But I realise with you the truth can be a whole lot worse than the fact. My whole life I never thought I'd see a pop star smoke crack. And I must admit I was quite shocked with that thing you did with me on my back. But outside in the lobby I shouldn't have laughed when you slapped that man.
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a bit spoiled. But when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't famous.
You were so much fun, I really got to like you more than you like me. I really hope that you'd stay. Considering the amount of prang you've done, you looked amazing on CD UK. You learned dances, do promo, cameras flashing, get in the van and zoom away. I wake up, I diss my beat, feel hungover and sorry for my doomy day. But I know I got a bit close to you and that you found it fucking boring. You taught me so much about how to deal with the fire I'd fallen in. And what version of a rumour would next day be everyone's story of me? You taught me all the realities and turned the page and ignore them.
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a bit spoiled. But when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't.
Anyway, I had to rest my beer hat, delete my dealer's number and unroll my banknotes. And we were on borrowed time anyway, what with the daily toilet papers not knowing. And I knew that when the people who thought they knew you, when they found out, I would have been mocked. Which is ironic, cause in reality, standing next to you, I look fucking shocked. Whenever I see you on MTV, I can't stop my big wide smile. And past the children's appeal, I see the darkness behind. We both know the scratches on my back much better than their eludes and lies. I miss the bitching and shouting, but I'm glad I got out in time.
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a bit spoiled. But when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't famous.
You can't keep fucking pop stars. We've got a fucking business to run. There are industry repercussions, Michael.
I know.
Yeah, The Streets, When You Wasn't Famous. These people was famous in the 1960s and still are very, very famous. This is off an album that I really should play a few more tracks off because it's a bit of a hidden gem. I did a Stones special with the intention of playing loads of tracks from it, but it somehow didn't work out that way. I think I may even have only played one song, if anything, from it. So I'll have to make up for that. It's from the album Between the Buttons. And obviously the Stones had plenty of reason to gripe about the newspapers. Or not. I mean, opinions divided. This, did they manipulate the media? I certainly think they got a bit of a rough ride from the press in terms of being kind of turned into sort of satanic, evil perverters of the national youth. But then it was a newspaper editor, William Rees-Mogg, I think, wasn't it, who came to their staunch defence and basically got them out of nick, because they were in police cells for possession of a variety of stimulants and of an illegal nature, etc. So I don't know how much this one refers to that. I think it's more another of those kind of supposedly misogynistic songs that the Stones did. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. But this one, yeah, it's kind of making the comparison between old news in the media in the printed version and in the human sort. So see what you think of this one. I think it's a lovely little song. I must play some more off Between the Buttons. It's the opening track of that album. It's called Yesterday's Papers.
Who wants yesterday's papers? Who wants yesterday's gun? Who wants yesterday's papers? Nobody in the world. After this time I finally learned, after the pain I've hurt, after all this, what have I achieved? I realized
and another album I really should start playing more from. I have played a couple of tracks from it, and again, funnily enough, it's the opening track of it. There's probably about 20 or more years between the Rolling Stones one and this REM album, which is, I think, a real unsung classic. It's from, I can't remember what it was called, it's so classic and so unsung. What's it called? Out of Time, which is in itself a Stones song. So another unintended little link there. And this has got the rapper KRS-One on it. And it's wonderful. Again, I could have opened really with this one, but I thought it was maybe a bit too obvious. But it's a wonderful song. I love this one. And it's REM doing sort of funk or hip-hop or whatever. And it's called Radio Song. And, this is fabulous.
Hey, I can't find that on the radio. You'll turn to that station.
Collapsing around our ears, I turned up the radio, I can't hear it. When I got to the house and I called you out, I could tell she had been crying. It's that same song. Say
been crying. It's that same song. The DJ sucks. Makes me sad. I tried to turn it off. To say goodbye, my love. That radio song. Hey, hey.
And this one, I'm going to dedicate it to Tim, who's written a book. I've meant to plug this a long time before. It's a book he's written about Radiohead. Tim Footman is the author. And again, doing my research brilliantly as I do, I've completely forgotten what the title of it is. But it's about Radiohead, and it mentions OK Computer in it. Just go to his site, because he's been plugging it mercilessly, as you would, and good luck to him with it. I keep meaning to get hold of it. I'll probably wait until Easter now, because I'll have a chance to read it then. But it's off. This is off the album he's talking about, and I don't know what his thesis is, other than it mentions something in the title or the very long sort of subtitle of it, that it's sort of the death of the classic album. Sadly, he's probably right about that. I don't think there have been too many classics since this came out. This is a wonderful track, and again, it makes it on two counts. Well, they're Radiohead, and this one is called Exit Music for a Film, and it's for Tim out in the Far East.
From your sleep, the drying of your tears. Today we escape, we escape. Past and get dressed before your father hears us. A song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill.
Yes, wonderfully moving song there, and in typical Swipe fashion we go from the sublime to the ridiculous. My brother makes the noises for the talkies, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
What's all that noise about?
Why, don't you know that's only my brother is practicing?
My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do. You've forgotten what a parrot's talk is. I'll rock and illustrate that noise for you. He does the steam escaping from liners leaving dock. He'll fake a razor scraping or else a cuckoo clock. My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do. This is what I hear when I'm in bed. A bang, a rattle, like thunder overhead. Then cats meow. And dogs bow.
Oh, oh.
The only sleep I'll get is when I'm dead. A shot goes crack. A gale starts blowing. A duck goes crack. A cock starts crowing. Oh, you may think I'm kidding you, yet what I say is true. Just listen, I'll explain to you. My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do. I'm really not quite certain what a stork is, but if it makes a noise, then Rod does too. He makes the noise that steers make when cowboys make a swoop. He makes the noise that beards make when used for straining shoot. My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do. My brother can make any noise you wish, like two sea lions shouting out for fish. A horse's neck, a donkey's breath. He's even got a noise for Lillian Gish. The only time he made a bungle was when a tiger in the jungle with a mighty roar dropped dead, with bullets in his head, and Rod mooed like a cow instead. My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do. You know exactly what a popping cork is. Well, Rod can pop a pretty cork for you. He'll imitate a setter, a pheasant or a grouse. But what is even better is his noise for Mickey Mouse.
Hey, Pluto!
My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do.
Yeah, this one is another one that came up on the iPod when I was kind of thinking of this in a very synchronicitous, if there is such a word, fashion. I just love this one for the line in it. I want to bite the hand that feeds me. I want to bite that hand so badly. I think all of us probably at some time or another, whether we're sort of what are normally known as creative types or in any walk of life, probably felt that sentiment, but I think particularly you could sort of ascribe it to this artist. I've been playing a lot of him on here recently, but he's such a good songwriter, isn't he? So you tend to just come across great songs that he's written, which seem to fit the bill at the time. And this one certainly does. It's called Radio Radio. It's Elvis Costello and I Imagine the Attractions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and another great English songwriter, and there's another couple to come actually on this. So again, we've inadvertently gone into sort of classic English songsmiths, tunesmiths, as a kind of little sideline on this. It wasn't intended that way, it's just the way they've kind of tumbled out of my memory and off the shelves, really. This one... I don't know. Maybe it shouldn't be in here, but I think this is germane to what I wanted to. I was going to talk about all these kind of things, but I think the songs have kind of said what I feel about it. Really, it's just the way, you know, these kind of media. The way the media kind of mediates our lives, really, and this is a wonderful, eloquent description of that. Somebody who grew up in the 60s with the Cray brothers and Myra Hindley and all those kind of sensationalised news stories, and he's kind of jumbled it all around his head, and. Basically said everything that needs to be said about the whole thing, about stardom and media and the way the newspapers kind of present life and exaggerate it, and how we sort of have to pick up the pieces of that kind of stuff. It's a wonderful song. I think one of the best things he did as a solo artist, or has done as a solo artist. It's Morrissey, and it's the last of the famous international playboys. And he goes out to his good lady wife, Mrs. Mozza, Catherine. I hope you like this one.
Everything that you said rings true.
And when he was interviewed around the time of the release of that single, Morrissey said that the last of the famous international playboys were him, David Bowie, and Howard Devoto. So here's Howard Devoto singing TV Baby with Magazine. Slinky link, that one, eh? From Mozza to Howie with the Manchester link. Yeah, but that's top sequencing there. This one, again, I don't know, I think it's probably a bit tangential to what I was talking about, but I think it gets to the... It's just a lovely song, actually. And I thought I played a few Kinks ones last time, over the last couple I've played some Kinks ones. And this is one that I just leapt out from the sleeve of the CD when I was... when I was looking at doing this one tonight to see if there was anything that related. And I think this is a great one. It's off the Village Green Preservation Society album, and this one's called Starstruck, the Kinks.
Baby, you don't know what you're saying, because you're a victim of bright city lights, but your mind is not right. You think the world's at your
you're starstruck, baby. You're taking it by the lot.
This will be the last one tonight. Again, this is one I stumbled upon, but it seems almost as if, again, the iPod was directing me towards this one because it, for some reason, has been throwing up. You know, sometimes they do this. Anyone who's got, like, an MP3 player or an iPod or whatever, they do seem to have, like, a life of their own sometimes. And they'll sort of pick on albums that you haven't heard for ages that you kept thinking, oh yeah, I must have a listen to that, and you'll hear like four or five songs from it in sequence or something silly like that, or you know, in one session you'll hear quite a few, and they do weird things like you'll be thinking, oh, I haven't heard such and such a song for a second, and then you get that kind of terrifying moment when they actually come on almost as if you've summoned them up from the ether or whatever, and so I think this one is a suitable one to end on. It's got a lovely lullaby feel to it, which, as you know, I like to leave you all with. Again, it's as a plane just about to come overhead, it'll ruin this last end, the last sequence. I'd got away with it, managing to time all the links so they didn't have aeroplanes in them. But there you go. What can you do, eh? That's the media for you, isn't it? And this is Robert Wyatt. It's a wonderful, lovely melody. I think it's off Old Rotten Hat, but I'll have to check that one. That was the one that it seemed to be throwing up a lot of tracks from. So I'll leave you with this one. I hope you've enjoyed this one tonight and that the theme has been of vague interest. I wish I'd thought of something interesting to say about it. But good luck to Tim with his book again. I just want to remind everybody, even though I can't even tell them what the title is because I'm so crap, to just go out and buy it and help somebody who's very articulate and intelligent person. And I'm sure anyone who's interested in contemporary pop music will enjoy it. So, yeah. Good luck to everybody, and I'm going to go off with Stray Photon in a moment and watch England get beaten by Israel in the football. Robert Wyatt singing Mass Medium. Good night. Assemble, rise.
take a lightning trip to Vienna. Eating chocolate cake in a bag. The newspaper said she's gone to his head. They look just like two gurus in drag class. You know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. The early train back to London. 50 eggs tied in a sack. The men from the press said, we wish you success. It's good to have the both of you back. Crash, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. They're gonna crucify me.
Mm-hmm.